Welcome to Business Spotlight on Money Radio WPSE. Business Spotlight is heard weekly at this time on 1450 AM and 107.1 FM. Today's guest is Jim Berlin, CEO at Logistics Plus. Jim, thanks again for joining us. Logistics Plus joined the MAC 3000 Alliance, and that's a European furniture logistics network. Can you explain what this is and the significance of this and what it means for your growing furniture, fixtures, and equipment industry segment?
It's just a different part of logistics. We're kind of extending the umbrella. And this is when you're doing installs of hotels and hospitals and universities and military bases. So a little more niche specific, but these guys are world class and they've invited us to be their U.S. representatives. So it's a big new step for us.
Really, at the end of the day, it's about growing what you guys offer, right?
Yeah, as long as you do well. Each one's a little bit connected to the other, but there's different idiosyncrasies of each part of the business. So learning those or finding expertise that have done that before enables you to do new things. So kind of cool.
Jim, this weekend, LP is one of the marquee sponsors at the Tall Ships event. It really is important for you guys to be involved in this, right?
Yeah, it's fun. I mean, we've done it from the beginning, and it's just, it's ships, so that's kind of what we use ships now, a little bigger, but same concept. And, to be part of a cool event for Erie that brings people from all around the world and the tall ships from all around the world, it's kind of an honor for us. We'd like to do that. And if you notice, one of our slogans is never give up the shipment. And that's based on don't give up the shipment is based on Perry's don't give up the ship. So we took the same logo and kind of changed it a little bit.
You guys also have a good number of events that you are involved in like this. How important is that for you guys?
Yeah, we're an Erie company. When we started here with GE, and I said we're the solution to the brain drain. We hire a lot of kids from the local colleges so they don't have to leave home to get a good job. And, giving back to the community and helping Erie grow is part of what we want to do. It's important to us for our future, too.
Jim, Logistics Plus was named to the Inc. 5000's 2019 list of fastest-growing companies. According to Inc. 5000's editor-in-chief, a mere 4% of companies have made this list five times. This is an amazing accomplishment for LP. Can you comment on this?
That's what's cool. I mean, making it once is good, but I mean to make it four times. I mean your growth is continuing. In our case, it's accelerating. I mean, we had a record year in 2016, and 2018 doubled that. So I mean, if you think about a 20-something-year-old company doubling in 2 years, that's pretty tough to do. But it's kind of our MO, and we like growth. We like the challenge of it. We like finding new people and new places to do our thing. So. It's nice to be recognized for that, but that's really all we try to do, keep growing and getting better at what we do.
We've talked before about those numbers and figures, but can you talk about your philosophy about those numbers and figures?
Yeah, it's probably kind of goofy, but I always thought, like, if you say you did $100 million this year, and we say, okay, next year we're going to do $110 million. Well, 10%, that's good growth, but we went to $180 million. I mean, like, no one would have dared propose that kind of target. So to me, if you set a target, you might lower your expectations and not get the real opportunity when it comes across. So to me, my bottom line is if everyone works hard, does their best, everything you can do to grow, then that's all you can do. I used to coach soccer and baseball, and when we lost a game, if we played our best, I wasn't mad that we lost. I mean, you do your best and sometimes the team's better, So same philosophy here. You just give it your all, and what will be,
Have you hired a lot, and what has helped you in bringing in new talent?
We've hired a lot, and one of the ways we hire, which I love, is the internship program. So the local universities send us these kids who are smart and looking for a career, and they get to audition for us. And we had 40, I think, interns this summer, which is crazy. Half a dozen or a dozen will end up working here full-time with good jobs, long-term, and stay in Erie. So that's been helpful. And I, you know, it's funny. We joke. I love the work ethic of these young kids. I keep hearing how they're lazy. You know, people, young kids are lazy and don't want to work. But we haven't seen that at all. We bring these kids in, and they're 23 years old, and they see everyone else working hard, so they just jump in the stream and swim with us. You know, so there's no issues about working hard, working late, learning new things, taking on new responsibilities. So I've been more than pleased with the kind of workforce we found coming out of local colleges.
You know, Jim, having a strong relationship with the area colleges is beneficial because you have a lot to choose from, right?
Yeah, that's been great. And the other thing that's changed is, it used to be we just hired people to mostly do operations. But now, you know, with so much IT involved in our industry now, so a lot of these kids that are developers and more IT backgrounds find a home here. And that's like, to me, the biggest change this last couple years is I used to say that in our business, all it is moving stuff. And if you deliver the product on time, in good shape, at a fair price, you have a business. And you still have to do that. But now you also have to have the bells and whistles that a lot of customers want. So you have to have reporting, you have to have tracking, and live coverage of that stuff. So we have a big IT department now. So that's a new kind of feeder for us from the colleges, is these kids who are trained in IT and can fit into our world and help us get even better. So it's a nice add-on.
We've talked a lot about the technological advances. Will that always be a major focal point for you guys?
Yeah, I think it has to be. You know, we always say we fight above our weight, and part of that is that you might have a good mom and pop company that is really good on service and they communicate, but they don't have the technology that you need, and they have these big companies with all the technology, but they don't have the service that you want, and we kind of see ourselves in the middle path of that we are big enough where we have the technology the big guys have, but we're small enough to still care and work real hard and get your freight delivered no matter what, which a lot of the big guys don't do. So it's really kind of the Goldilocks zone in my mind.
Jim, I know you just got back from being overseas. What is the update about the entire global operations of LP?
Well, three trips this summer, and not well planned because of we didn't set the wedding dates. But we went to Mexico for the wedding of our partner in Mexico's daughter. Went to Poland for the wedding of a former employee. He doesn't even work for us anymore, but still friends. And he's somebody that came out of Mercyhurst and came to work for us for about 10 years and moved on, but still friends. And then we went to Turkey for the 10th anniversary of LP Turkey. And over there is a great young group, about 20 people, about three offices, doing all kinds of very cool stuff. They move the real big stuff. So it's kind of fun. And just I love the energy and the spirit. And it's great when I get to go there, you get to see the people that are doing the work every day, and they get to see the head of the company. So it's kind of a fun time. And just our global operations are growing. And we've been real lucky. I mean, it's been a good year for growth everywhere, and hopefully continues.
Are you anticipating anything new overseas in terms of growth?
Yes. And we always grow based on business in hand. So we have done this, and it was a mistake. You know, we don't go to a place and open up and say, oh boy, if we open up an office here, we're going to find business. Because that's costly, it takes time, it's not a sure thing. So we go the other way. We wait till we have some anchor tenant that allows us to open up an office in a certain country, and then we solidify that and we use that hold to then develop other business there, put a presence there. So several of our customers actually are asking us for probably 15 new countries they want some presence in for us. So we will take those customers, set up someone, you know, probably one or two people in that country to manage their product. And then once they're there, then we'll find other people that might want to join us and bring other business. So yeah, it's really just kind of as opportunity presents itself, that's where we go. We don't say, here's our strategies to get to Europe or Africa or Asia. We just go where the opportunities point us.
Geographically speaking, where do you think are the greatest new profit centers?
It's different. I mean, it's all kind of risk versus reward. So Europe's a mature market. There's not much profit there, although their economies are big, so there's a lot of volume. You go to a place like Africa, there's a lot of reward, but there's a lot of risk. So maybe you don't get paid. Maybe the customer gets in trouble, leaves. I mean, there's just, so I'm not a crystal ball guy. Again, just if something specific makes sense. Like these customers are asking us to open up in different countries. If that makes sense, if we have someone we can either send there or hire there to handle that business, then we'll do that and then see where it leads.
Additional facts from the Inc. 5000 say that LP is the number one fastest growing company in Erie. Once again, when you hear a fact like that, it must mean a lot to you when you realize how far you guys have come.
I don't let this stuff go to our head. You know, never believe your own propaganda, they say. But I just, what I like is just seeing the all the new people that come in here and, like, against all odds, I mean, because we're not really a, I don't know what we call it, a formalistic company. I mean, we're pretty loose. But to see these kids come in and say, wow, this is pretty cool. And, this, you know, they stay, they work hard. We continue to grow. Our hiring is mostly word of mouth. So people that come here that say, I love it here. I got a friend that I wouldn't recommend him if I didn't think he'd be great here, because that's embarrassing. So we just hired, you know, one of the guys here. Two of his buddies came in and started working for us. And more than that, there's a lot of that. But that to me is the best. More, I mean, I'm not a big believer in resumes, and some people can interview very well. But they're, when you get them on the job, it's like a football player. My tryouts, you look great, and get on the field, and you stink, you know. So to me, someone that knows what makes us tick and says, I got a buddy of mine that would fit in here perfectly, that's gold to me, you know. And that usually works. That's kind of what we look for.
Do you take a lot of pride in awards like that?
Of all of them, that's to me the best. And we try to make it a fun, I mean, I'm not a business guy, but I mean, I know if you like the people you work with and you enjoy what you do, it's not like tedious work. And also, people are not looking to get out quick. I mean, they're if someone needs help, they're willing to help them. And making an environment that people enjoy being at, and that's what showed in that award, I think that's kind of what I try to do. That's like the main thing, is to make it a happy place where people want to do a good job and the customer feels that.
We have talked to a number of people at LP that love working here. Is that cool for you?
A lot of them are too young to have, so that's the first job. They don't know, but they're right. But I've got, actually, I got two emails this week from two employees. And, I mean, they're very personal, but it's so touching to me to get something from these young kids who are just getting married or buying their first house and telling me, like, from the heart how happy they are, how lucky they feel to be part of this. That makes my day. That's kind of what I do this for. I love that.
U.S. logistics costs rose 11.45% over the course of 2018. Can you comment on this, and how does this really affect you guys?
Well, you have to watch the pennies. I mean, that's important in any business. And prices will go up and down based on supply and demand. So if there's a trucker shortage, trucking goes up. If the economy's busy, trucking goes up. If economy slows, trucking prices will go down. That fluctuates. So you have to watch your own business and control your own costs. That's kind of the main thing. But to me, the biggest increase what we've seen is the IT side. Like before, I said you could just deliver the freight and you were golden. Now you have to deliver the freight and give them all kinds of overviews and snapshots and reports and so that's expensive, but I think it's necessary, and I think it pays off in the end. And we've developed a lot of very, really cutting-edge software that there's times now, literally, where you want to make a sell to some of these bigger companies, and your sell is more of an IT sell than a deliver-the-freight sell. So you have to have that if you want to compete in the future, and we got an incredible group of people that do that. So we got software as good or better than the big guys.
It has to be a big but necessary expense when your clients need a new or unique solution to something, right?
It is. You know, like even when I was in a trucking company, so I worked for Red Star Trucking. If you were GE, I could give you all kinds of information about the shipments you gave to us. But I couldn't give you any information on the shipments you gave to Roadway or YRC or A. Dewey Powell. I mean, so a company like us comes in and can do that for our customers. We can overview everything they spend, no matter what company they use, no matter what mode, ocean or air or truck, and we can, you know, collate all that information in a very slick one-page thing and you can click on it and see, you know, how much of this was expedited trucks and how much of this was truckload and LTL and air and even the root causes of why did you have to fly this. So we get, you know, it's like the perch that you see everything that goes in and out of a company if you do what we do. So you can give them more information than they can have themselves. So you become an integral partner to them, and you kind of put lights on things that they need to know about their business. you know more about their business than they do sometimes, as far as the supply chain.
When it comes to the technology that you guys offer, do you think that that technology often prompts the client and maybe helps avoid certain mistakes that may happen down the line?
What I always say is that if you call me at 5 o'clock on a Friday and have a shipment has to deliver Saturday morning, cross country, I can't do much to save you much money. I'll save you some money, but we're kind of screwed. We got a few hours. It's getting to the customer so they know to let you know Monday that Friday I'm going to need to do this. So you have time to plan things. And just becoming integral to their thinking and their supply chain and helping guide them on that kind of stuff, that's where the real value is. You can reduce a truckload by $100, and that's nice to save $100, but you could change an air shipment from $1,000 to a $100 truck shipment. That's really where you save them money. That's the value you bring.
The investment in IT just helps you serve your clients more, doesn't it?
To see things, you know, and be able to know beforehand. That's important. And people don't realize that. They a lot of times they'll ask you, can you beat this price? I pay you $250 on this. Can you get it for $240? Well, that's a downward spiral that really is not a long-term for either of you. Because at some point it's going to be so cheap that no one's going to want to take it and it backfires. But finding, you know, let me look at the whole overview and plan a better plan that might be $100 for that same shipment. That's kind of what I think we add. And more companies are starting to see that. So we do a lot more of what they call 4PL. I mean, I'm not sure about the terms, but where you kind of manage for a customer their supply chain and you become their traffic department. So they're not bound to one person that learns the ropes and can leave, and he can make decisions based on his interests rather than the company's interests, and he can get hired away. I mean, this way you have a company that's there to watch your stuff. And we used to tell GE, fall back, we'll catch you. You know, like, we know this better than you do, and we'll manage it right, so it's best for you. I told them and others, you know, we will take away the headaches, and we will cost you less than if you did it yourself with the headaches. So who wouldn't want that, you know?
Jim, what is the greatest challenge for LP as you look ahead to the next couple months?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it sounds hokey, but all these years I've learned that it's really all about people. And if you find good people, you'll manage the ups and downs that you don't control by providing great service. I mean, we had a, 2009 was a big recession in this country. And we went, that's the only year in 23 years of our revenue went down. So we had less business than we had the year before. But our net profit went up. And that's because we had to let people go. We watched every penny, and I hated it. That's not our style. So really, I mean, you can't control what the world economy does. You have to navigate it. So to me, you find people that you become indispensable to a customer, whether he's growing or whether he's shrinking, you're still an indispensable part of his world, and then you stay in business. And that's all I can think of, is that we got to just keep working hard no matter what.
When you hear the amazing revenue figures showcasing the growth for LP like we discussed earlier, does it place more pressure on your acquisition team to grow and develop even more accounts to ensure future growth?
Yeah, it's always pressure to do that. Scott and Ryan do a great job in getting our name out there. And I mean, this will sound cocky, but I don't mean it that way. I mean, we do have really big name, like top 10 companies in the world coming to us now and hearing things about us and asking us to look at what they're doing. So it's been, we have very few, very few salespeople on the street. I mean, a couple maybe in the whole country. So it's really just kind of word of mouth and the marketing these guys do. But it's, you think about this, like when we started at GE, we did a really good job and twice won a best practice award from Jack Welch. Well, a lot of these GE guys got recruited by other big companies. And they knew us and liked us and took us with them. So no cost to that. And same thing now. We would, we have WeWork, we have Google, we have Amazon. So those guys get recruited. And where they go, they say, I know somebody who's terrific. So a lot of WeWork's competition now is asking us to help them as well. I mean, it's pretty simple, but the secret sauce is do a good job and say, do you want fries with that,
Jim, let's pivot to the opportunity zones. What would you say to possible investors about the opportunity here in Erie?
Yeah, it's a good place. I think there's going to be a kickback from the coasts and from Silicon Valley, where people, you can work remotely in IT especially. You come to a place like Erie where housing is cheap and where labor wages are not as high as they are out west. And my kids live out in L.A. They pay $1 million for a house that would cost $300,000 in Erie. So it's much more expensive, and I think it's a competitive advantage to be in a small town like this. We just visited a customer company in Chicago, and a place like Chicago or Dallas or New York, for $50, someone's going to leave you and go to the other customer, other competitor. Here, you don't have that. There's not that many fish, in the barrel here. So to me, it's a great place to have a business. And it's easy living. No traffic jams. There's not a big problem with homelessness. It's nowhere near like LA's bad for that, and Frisco's really bad.
What has LP done to contribute to make things easier for their clients?
Yeah, actually, we've done a lot to, we've been on NPR actually a few times to talk about this on Marketplace. But we go to our customers and we try to clarify what's going on, what the options are, help them understand the rules and stay on the right side of the changing rules. So very dynamic and changing quickly. But we have a team of half a dozen customs brokers who know this stuff and who help our customers navigate it.
I would imagine you have to be at the forefront, letting them know in advance, right?
We have like a lot of solar business, for instance. That's going to be majorly affected by tariffs. So if big customers have to decide whether they import those to the U.S., do they import them to Mexico? What do they do with their product, and how do they sell it? How much tariff do they have to charge? And that goes into their pricing. So we help them calculate that and find the best way to deal with the changing situation.
Finally, Jim, in closing, do you have any final thoughts as we near the end of 2019?
I don't know. Same old thing. Just do a good job. Look for more opportunities. That's about it. We don't change our philosophy much.
Thanks for listening to Business Spotlight on Money Radio WPSE. Join us again next week as Dr. Ford is in the Business Spotlight.